Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Chris Goforth on this 4th of July weekend. Weather's pretty awesome outside. I am actually not at home today. We brought the family to the Blue Ridge Mountains, and so I am surrounded in the middle of the woods in a cabin in the Blue Ridge Mountains, and it's been really nice. Temperature last night was down to about 70. I grilled 71, I think is what it was, and I was grilled out, built a little fire. It was a good night. We had got a little family time in, so a good time. Had to run them all out of the house this morning. Otherwise, you would hear my loud teenage kids making rackets. So they are off playing in the water somewhere, and I get to catch up with them a little bit later on. Always happy, though, when I get a chance to catch up with my guy, Jason Longshore. You hear Jason. The man is everywhere. He joins Mike Conti on the Atlanta United broadcast. He is the man when it comes to soccer and especially the MLS, which is what we're going to talk about. He also spent some time following the Atlanta Hawks as well as part of the No Swag Shop with Mike Conti and Andy Bunker that you can catch weekdays on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game's Facebook page. But Jason, kind enough to give us a few minutes here on the WadeFord.com hotline. Wade Ford, Atlanta's Ford dealer. Jason, I want to start with Atlanta United. We'll get your take on the Hawks coming up here in just a minute. Before we talk about this match tonight against Chicago, Ezekiel Barco will be playing his last match for Atlanta United until after his stint with his Olympic team is over. A little bit about how this will impact Atlanta United going forward without Ezekiel Barco.
Yeah, it's going to be tricky for Atlanta United after tonight with a lot of international absences. Barco will be at the Olympics in Japan with Argentina, and they are a contender for the gold medal, which is a huge opportunity. And the Olympic soccer tournament is taken very, very seriously in Argentina. They have a couple of gold medals. They want to add a third. And Barco is one of the key players in that group expected to bring home the gold for Argentina. But also in the CONCACAF Gold Cup, there's three Atlanta United players who will be part of the U.S. men's national team, Brad Kazan, Miles Robinson, George Bello, all going to leave and join that team after this match. So that's four players that are out due to international duty. There are injuries as well, and you know it's unclear as to who is away now on injury, who will be back from injury by the time Nashville comes up on Thursday. These lineups for Gabriel Heinze are going to be a real challenge to maintain the philosophy that the team is playing with, but with a lot of new faces coming and going in the lineup.
Has there been any talk in the MLS about the idea during these Olympics or during Olympic years that maybe you suspend play for whether that's a week or 2 weeks or whatever it is because of the Olympics? Has there been any talk about that at all?
The Olympics are usually not as big of a disruption, and with the U.S. not qualifying this time on the men's side, there's only a handful of players who will be away during the Olympics. 2021 is just such a huge challenge because of COVID, and the Gold Cup is pushed back a month this year, so they had a double international break at the beginning of June, and that's normally where the Gold Cup would be situated in the calendar. But because the CONCACAF Nations League semifinals and finals were postponed by a year because of COVID, they were in the earlier portion of the summer calendar, and the Gold Cup was pushed back a month. MLS is taking the first weekend of the Gold Cup off, but Atlanta United has a game on Thursday before that break. So they're not really getting the benefit of that break. This year, I mean, it's just almost impossible to make it work. The Olympics are pushed back a year too. So It's all scrambling to try to get a season in, which started later than normal, and trying to get it completed because there's not a lot of wiggle room towards the end of the calendar year, because you have to keep in mind 2022, from an international soccer calendar perspective, has a World Cup in it, but at the end of the year, not in the summer window. So MLS, for example, is going to have to finish their season by early November, as players will then go to a World Cup that'll start later in November, probably going to start earlier. So everything is squeezed in 2021 and 2022 right now, and teams and managers are just having to find a way through it.
Could we see a situation in 22 where somebody misses postseason games, matches in the MLS because they're playing internationally somewhere?
I really hope not. The league has done a good job avoiding international windows for postseason play, and they have to. I mean, it's what everything is built towards in the MLS season. The complication is just going to be with the World Cup, and that's a whole different conversation at the end of the year. That's why I think MLS needs to create as much space from MLS Cup to the start of the World Cup as possible. There's mandatory release dates and mandatory times, and this is a big negotiation with FIFA and clubs all over the world, because this World Cup in 22 is going to come in the middle of a Premier League and Serie A and Bundesliga season. And those clubs are not happy about that disruption, and they want to lose players for as little amount of time as possible. So that'll help MLS in dealing with it, but MLS Cup will probably need to be the first weekend in November in 22, which means you're probably going to start the season a little bit earlier to get all the games in.
Jason Longshore, he is the color analyst for Atlanta United. He's with us here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We talk a little bit about United. Jason, I want to get to the U.S. men's national team here in a minute, too. But first, let's stick in the MLS. Break it down tonight, the matchup between United and Chicago Fire. A little bit about this matchup and where the problems will be for Atlanta United tonight.
It's going to be an interesting one because Chicago's backs are against the wall. They have been struggling this season under Rafael Wicki, their manager, who had a decent year last year. They narrowly missed out on the playoffs, but it's been regression in 2021. And there's a lot of conversation about what the future for Chicago looks like. Wicki has said things like he's looking for players to stand up and be accountable and not hide and show personality. They did show some of that in a 3-3 draw against Philadelphia last week, but it was a sloppy, all-over-the-place draw, and Chicago came out in a different formation, and that's maybe the biggest question I have coming into this tonight is, does Chicago play 5 in the back or do they play 4 in the back? They're missing pieces already due to international duty. The Costa Rican national team called players in early, so Francisco Calvo, their captain, is away. They're going to have some limitations in what they can do lineup-wise tonight as well, but they have a lot of pressure on them, just like Atlanta, but there's questions on both sides about how the managers actually solve the absences in terms of their lineups.
So let me ask you, and you may or may not know this. You know, there's been all the talk in Chicago about a new stadium for the Bears, and the idea of the Bears leaving Soldier Field, which I think is as somebody that fancies himself a bit of a sports historian, so much history at Soldier Field, I would hate to see that happen, but I understand the lure of new facilities too. Where does Chicago Fire fit into all of this? Would they follow the Bears out to the suburbs if a new stadium is built?
It's a good question because they just moved back to downtown. They had been in the suburbs in Bridgeview where they built a facility, and the development around it really didn't happen. And it's a great soccer-specific stadium that seats a little over 20,000, but it's a hike from downtown. And the Fire got their start at Soldier Field. And it just never really happened for them at Bridgeview consistently. They've also had a lot of bad teams along the way, too, which factors into it. People are going to opt not to make that trip if it's to watch a bad team. Downtown, people might go because it's downtown. It's exciting to get back to downtown. Now, tonight's the first game that'll be fully open at Soldier Field for the Fire since their return to the stadium. I think they want to be downtown. And I don't know if the Bears leave what the future of Soldier Field would be at that point. And that would probably be the question the Fire would have to figure out. But they could follow the Bears. I think they'd want to stay downtown at Soldier Field as long as they can.
Jason Longshore, he is the color analyst for Atlanta United. United will take on the Chicago Fire tonight. Kickoff set for 8 o'clock, right, Jason? 8 o'clock?
8 o'clock.
You guys are on Star 94 tonight, right?
Star 94, and pregame coverage will start at 7:30, and we'll have the full-time report for an hour after the match as well.
Hey, real quick, I wanted to ask you about the U.S. men's national team. What's the problem there? Is this a, I start to think, Jason, this has become a leadership problem with our national soccer team. Am I correct in that?
It's an interesting era right now for the U.S. men because it's a young roster. Greg Berhalter is a fairly young manager. They are coming off of the success of winning the CONCACAF Nations League against Mexico. That was the first big accomplishment for Berhalter and this group of players. Now, can they progress from that? Because while that trophy's nice, World Cup qualifying is coming up, and it starts in September, and it will be a sprint from September through March of next year, where 14 games will be played. Some of the international windows will have 3 games squeezed in. And there's just not a lot of margin for error. Now, Mexico is as good as they always are, and they're going to be loaded for bear after the U.S. beating them. Canada is in their best form in decades. Honduras is a very difficult out, especially on the road. Costa Rica, Panama, a little bit in between in their generations. Jamaica is maybe in their best form in the last 20, 25 years. So there's not going to be easy games on the road. There's always that possibility of slipping up at home. And as we saw last World Cup qualifying cycle, if you start slow, you might dig a hole that you can't climb out of. Nations League hopefully is that boost to fix some of those things, and some of those leaders will emerge from it. But it's going to be right into World Cup qualifying where one or two losses in that first window with 3 games could create a problem.
Hey, real quick before we let you go, we talked about the No Swag Shop as you were coming on, the Facebook Live that you do with Mike and Andy. Give me quick your thoughts and a couple of keys for the Hawks tonight to get a win in Game 6.
I think the Hawks find a way to get it done in Game 6. They've got to move the ball because if Trey plays, you can't expect him to be 100%. And you're going to have that ball movement that has been such a hallmark of this team under Nate McMillan. Also, the defensive work and the defensive work that we saw in the last win against the Bucks at home, where Cam Reddish and Chris Dunn were locking things down. Bogey has been great defensively. It's going to take a massive effort because, again, even if Trey plays, you can't expect what we've seen from Trey in these playoffs. With the injuries dealing with, others are going to have to step up. I think they do from ball movement and from the defensive side.
Jason, have a great call tonight. Looking forward to it. And we'll catch up again soon, man.
Appreciate it.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2 times points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.